Well, something really horrible happened recently, something we think deserves, well, public outrage, perhaps even a campaign for change.
Yeah, Merriam-Webster publicly declared irregardless a word.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not.
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Guys, we are, I got so much to go on. It's crazy. So thank you for being part of the show. My name is Mark Scalia, and this is Radio Irregardless. And if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of four ways tonight. We have four ways. First is through my website, markscalia.com. And check out more of that site, because I'm always updating it for calendars. And I want you guys to come to the show, see me perform, and I can see you. We can hang out, do some drinking, or hanging out, or food, or whatever. We can do that. The second way you can listen is if you are listening to my website and you want to be more participant, you can click the speaker box that you're listening to, and that will send you right over to the broadcasting site, which is Mixlr, M-I-X-L-R.com, and that will then you sign on using a Facebook address, and you'll be part of our live chat. We're doing two different ways tonight. We're doing a Facebook Live, so we got a ton of people on Facebook Live, so thank you for joining. And that's the third way. And the fourth way is if you can't listen live, because that's what we broadcast, obviously, because there's a lot of mistakes, and that's what happens. You can listen to the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Google Tunes, Google Play, and iTunes. You know something? Here's the thing. I'm very excited for a bunch of different reasons. There's a lot of things going on. Oh, I got a drink already. What'd you do? Did you give me another one? Oh, my God. So here's what we're doing tonight. This is the Po' Boys and Pies because I'm advertising it. I'm doing free advertisement. It was either this or a sandwich board, and I went with the hat, which would make more sense. Let's just get into it. Let me tell you what's been going on. We've had a few weeks apart. Let me bring you up to speed what's been going on with our Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
Past then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
First of all, let me tell you where I am. This amazing backdrop. I am, tonight is our 200th show. Our 200th. In other words, our Rye Centennial, our I Centennial, our Bicentennial, but it's a Rye Centennial. So 200 show, and we're actually broadcasting. What happened to my video? I don't know. The video just ended for some apparent reason. I love doing a live show because nothing can go wrong. Let's try it again. Go live. So this is our 200th show. Now, I didn't think it was going to go 200 shows. I'll be honest with you. I really did not think it would go 200 shows. Did I want it to go 200 shows? I don't know. But I said, you know, I want to do something special for the 200th show. And I said, you know, where can I do this? Because I've done remotes before, and they've been a lot of fun. There's a great place in Salem. And you may notice this amazing backdrop behind me. Let me see if I can scan a little bit more. There you go. I am at Deacon Giles Distillery, one of the coolest places in Salem. And if you've never been here, you've got to hang out. It's right on Canal Street. It's super. It's a little. It's called the Speakeasy Lab, and it's meant to be a little hidden, but it is literally one of the coolest places in Salem. And I hesitate because when you tell somebody something's cool, then they're like, "Oh, I want to show up," and then everybody shows up, and then it's not fucking cool anymore. So that's kind of the way it works. What? What are you doing? Well, this is my wife.
Hi, I'm showing up.
She's showing up. We're not at that segment yet. I already have one. Okay, I already have one. That's yours. She interrupts. Let's do this. I got to get rid of the hat. It's itchy as hell. There we go. That's much better. So I am broadcasting live for our 200th show at Deacon Giles Distillery. And Jesse, where's Jesse? Him and Ian Hunter. I love these two guys. They're my second family, my adopted family. I really love them. And I am drinking tonight, and this is the gin. And you may notice it's got a purple haze. It does. It's the Bee's Purple Knees. That's what this is tonight. And I want to say, first of all, thanks to everybody on Facebook who's joining. I appreciate you guys. And everybody on Mixlr. Why is Jesse Bermerman live? He's here. He's already here. Why is he live? But I want to thank both Jesse and Ian for letting me do this. We've done comedy shows here, and they've been amazing successes. They are just, I can't sing their praises enough. They're amazing guys. They do a great job. They're great people. I love coming out here and hanging out. And I just, I run up a tab that is ridiculous. But it's still really fun. Hang out, Jesse. Congrats on the 200. Thank you. 200 years. It's not 200. It's not 200 years. It's 200 shows. We've only been about 6 years. Yes. Yes. We started this show when Tesla was a baby. So I want to talk about some stuff. I want to talk about how cool it's been to do this show and to do as many shows as I have. I've had amazing guests, comics, actors, directors, producers. It's just been a huge ride. And I started this to stay busy, to stay creative. And it's actually made me do that. But now it's part of my life. And I want to thank you guys for all being part of it. Whether you jump on for a few minutes or if you listen to the podcast, thank you so much for being part of it. And again, I want to thank Abby behind the bar. Can we have a round of applause for Abby behind the bar? I want to say Rebecca, but she hates Rebecca. Yeah. It is Abby. Am I saying it? Abby. It's Becca. Why did I say Abby? Like Abby Rhodes. You know what it is? She made me three of these. It's not my fault. That's Becca. I've been talking to Becca in the Irish accent for some reason. I'd be like, come on, Becca. Come on, we'll do another one of these. No fucking problem. And I was just drinking. So, and I got to say, their gin, their rum, their vodka, their absinthe, and there's big things for them on the horizon. Big things. So big, I can't tell. And believe me, I would love to spill the beans. But you got to come down here. You got to come. And if you've never been to Deacon Giles, come down to Deacon Giles. It's like the coolest place. Oh, Matt Telly just joined us. I was talking to Matt 5 seconds ago. But I want to thank you guys so much for supporting the show and being part of the Radio Regardless. So I thought, what can I do for my 200th show? And I went, you know, I'd love to do a live thing, a live performance. We got a lot of, we got like 6-7 people here, which is not different than my normal listening audience. I think I've doubled my audience, which is fine. But I thought, let's have some fun. But before I get into any of that, I want to do some more of the Happening Now monologue. And I know it's a little tricky. We are going to have the White House update.
The American dream is dead. I can only say this. There was absolutely no collusion.
No collusion.
Everybody knows it.
No collusion.
I will be the greatest jobs president that God ever created.
You're all fired.
So there's been big things. The Mueller report finally came out, which is fantastic. And of course, it didn't say he did anything. But of course, he's toting it as if he's like, there was no collusion. Nothing happened. Nothing. It's just insane. It's like a sideshow every single day. I don't know. It's the government. So that's the whole way. I don't know. I can't say anything more about the Mueller update. Because nobody knows anything about it. I was going to talk about Jesse. Jesse. Oh, Jesse. It's Jesse. Which I don't even know what to do about that. I just don't know. But he's like, I don't know. We got to get the FBI. Not that Jesse. Jesse. That's Jesse. There's a Jesse. Making America great again. I'd say. We are going to be, every time he speaks, I cringe, and I'm not a supporter. I don't care either way. But every time I'm like, oh, dear God, please shut up. Like every time. All right. You know, so I think we're going to move on because I don't want to talk about the White House anymore. I really don't. And I've got another minute and a half, but fuck it. I don't care. I was thinking about what I can do for the 200th show. I went back and I went through all the shows and I listened to some of the games I played, and some of the games were so fun. We had such a fun time. Oh, we have new people walking in all the time. How you doing? Welcome to Deacon Giles. We're doing a live podcast. We're having a good time. So I was thinking, we had a great time with some of the games. So I thought, why not bring back some of the fun games? And we got a bunch of people listening here at Deacon Giles. So I was thinking, I want to play some games that I've, and I don't like to repeat my content. I hate it. In 200 shows, I've actually never repeated any content. This is like the first show I'm actually going to do that. We're going to play a couple little games, both with my listening audience and the people here at Deacon Giles. We're going to play Are You Threatening Me?
Are you threatening me?
I'm going to play you a soundbite from somebody threatening somebody else. You have to guess the film where it's from. Pretty simple. If you know it, yell it out. And you guys are going to be playing against my listening audience. We have a bunch of people on Facebook as well. Now, you have to wait for the whole sound to go, and then you have to yell it out. Here's the first one. I absolutely love this one.
I will rain down on a godly fucking firestorm upon you. I am talking scorched earth, motherfucker. I will massacre you. I will fuck you up.
Anybody know it? Raise your hand. Yes, what is it? Tropic Thunder. Wait a minute. Let me give you a good sound.
I bet you do all kinds of right.
And what's your name, sir?
Tim.
Tim got it right. There you go. How about this one? This one is one of my favorite ones.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Raise your hand. Yes, Jim. It's Jim, right? Jimmy? Breakfast Club is correct. I got all kinds of sounds. How about this one?
I don't give a damn who you are. This is America, Jack. Now you say one more word about Lisa here, and I'm going to break my foot off in your royal ass.
That's a tough one. It was John Amos. Yes. All right, Karen thinks she knows. So what is it?
When I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong.
That is correct. It's Coming to America. Here we go. I'll tell you what. I'm going to interview Jesse. This one's for you.
And tomorrow, we come back and we cut off your Johnson.
Excuse me?
I said we cut off your Johnson.
What is that? The Big Lebowski. Did he get it right? He did. All right, Becca, let's try this one. This one's going to be tough. This is older than you are.
You and that other dummy better start getting more personally involved in your work, or I'm going to stab you through the heart with a fucking pencil. Do you understand me?
Stab you through the heart with a fucking pencil. Any idea? No. I'll give you a hint. Robert De Niro was in the movie. If I tell you the other co-star, then you're going to get it right away. Charles Grodin. Oh, Midnight Run is correct.
When I'm right, I'm right. And when I'm wrong, I could have been right. So I'm still right because I could have been wrong.
But you know something, Becca? You didn't get it right, so you get this. That is like the best sound ever. All right. This one is a very obscure. Actually, pretty obscure. Here we go. Open to everybody.
Go ahead. Make my day.
No, it's not Dirty Harry. It's not Dirty. Everybody think it is Dirty Harry saying it. What is it? No. Good and the Bad and the Ugly. Why don't you just pack your bags and get the hell out now? What is it? Home Alone. Home Alone? What is it? No, but close. A lot of action movies in the 90s had two-word names. It's one of the taglines from Dirty Harry. It sounds like a Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. It is Sudden Impact. And a hush falls from the live audience. This one's super easy.
I swear, my fucking mother, if you touch her again, you're dead.
Tim? That was Goodfellas. Of course it was. That I was. I'm so Italian. I thought Goodfellas was a comedy. That is, are you threatening me? But you know, we're going to move pretty fast because I know it's a short show. I have no guests, but I got a lot of people. So I'm going to play a lot of different games. Here's a game I love to play, which I started, I probably started 4 or 5 years ago. It's called Cover Me. All right. This is the musical part of our show, because the song we're going to play, which we all know, is not an original song. It's actually a cover song. So if I played you, here would be the example. If I played you this. Now, of course, this is Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with I Love Rock and Roll. But did you know that this is not an original song? It was actually covered. Does anybody know who the original band who sang this song?
Huey Lewis on the News.
Huey Lewis on the News. He's on tour, by the way. He has to be. He has no money. yeah, the News left. He's just Huey. The original song was, see, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts came out in 1982. This song came out in 1975. It was by the Arrows. The same song 7 years earlier. It sounds familiar. I saw her dancing there by the record machine. And he says, the machine. It was the machine. Did you not hear it? It was the machine. It did. How about this one? I love this song. Do you know? Of course, we know this song. Classic song from 1950. Fats Domino. Not an original song.
I found my thrill
on Goodberry Hill. Abby is here. Abby is like 15 years old. I have no idea how she's broken behind the bar. She's. I would turn it around, but I have a cocktail on top of the laptop. So, and it. So, but did you know the original song was 10 years earlier? 10 years earlier by Gene Autry. You can hear the scratching in the record. The Singing Cowboy.
I found my thrill.
And you can hear how white it is. Shit, it's white. God, how white is he? I found my thrill on Blueberry. Jeez, stop enunciating. You ruin it for everybody. That's right. Actually, did you know this? In the 50s, they had... do I have it? I wonder if I have it. Oh, I don't have it. I'll go into that later. How about this one? Come on. Sing it. Yes. By Tony Basil. 1982. Amazing. Not... an original song, a cover song. Do you know it, Karen?
I know she was a dancer, though, so it wasn't a cover song.
It was originally done in 1979. My brother put down O Ricky. I know it is O Ricky. It was originally done 3 years earlier by a band called Racy. And it was not called Ricky because a guy was singing it. So it was called Kitty. Gonna do the weird shuffle like this. I gotta play at least a few minutes of it.
You've been around all night. That's a little long.
I'm ruining everybody's fucking childhood.
I am.
I don't care.
I can listen to this all night. I don't care. All right.
It's terrible. What? Uh-oh. Tim's getting naked. I don't know what's happening. You guys are missing a hell of a show. Do you remember this? I took off my dad's sweater. Tim is hanging the cool kid. How about this? Remember this song? Oh, don't worry, man. My Blondie. From 1980. Not an original song. Originally, 1967. The Paragons. I fucking hate music. Nobody writes anything. We should have some tiki's. All right. Are we a rock group? Or are we a dance group? Or are we a pop group? How about this? We are technically at a speakeasy. So a speakeasy would normally do a hard liquor, which of course they do, rum and gin here at Deacon Giles. So I'll play something a little.
Yeah. Well, show me the way to the next.
The Doors.
Whiskey bar.
1967.
Oh, don't ask why.
Not an original song.
Ask why. Show me.
The original song was produced in 1927 by Lotta Lenya. This is a bad dream I had. I'd be like, I'm freaking everybody out who's here. What's it, Lackey? Oh, thank you, Lackey. Lackey just joined it. Lackey's one of my good listeners. He's been a loyal listener. He does phony phone calls, and he calls people up, and he fucks with them hard. It's so fun. I'll play one more, and then we'll move on to the next one. Of course, I'm going to freak you guys out. Let's see. Everybody. Oh, remember this? If you're 80s children. 80s children? Ready? It's I Want Candy by Bow Wow Wow. That chick was so hot. She had a mohawk and top. Oh.
I know a guy who's tough but sweet.
Right. And you would think it's the 80s. But it's not. 1965. Strange Loves. Blows your mind. There's a lot of surfing.
I know a girl so sweet.
Why are they screaming?
She's so fine.
Why are they screaming? What? Like they're screaming. It's like, I know a guy. It's like, relax. It's about love. let's see. Okay, you know something? Since we're staying with music, here's another thing that I actually love. And this was a recent show, the recent game I played. It was called The Happy Organ. Play a little happy organ. Who doesn't love a happy organ? And the name of the song is The Happy Organ. Alright. Alright, that's enough of that shit. There we go. Alright, so here's what I'm going to do. We're going to challenge you guys. I'm going to play you something. It's an electric keyboard or an organ sound, a solo, and you have to figure out what song it is. And if you know it, just yell it out. Okay, let's see. I'm going to pick a different one. How about this one? Yeah, what is it? How about this one? If you know it, yell it out. Jump! Tim got it right. How about this one, Tim? What is it? It is the Beatles, but what is it? Strawberry Fields. I want to... It's the Doors, and the name of the song is... Every time I listen to the Doors, I want to either smoke crack, or I don't know what it is about it. It's like I want to get evil. Like I want to get in a fist fight. I'm like, I don't care. This is like the longest thing. It's like 20, it's like 30 seconds worth of, it's called The Music's Over. Yeah, nobody knew that. How about this one? This one, super easy. Piano, not technically. What is it? It is not Eric Clapton, but you're close. He was in this band. It's Layla, but Eric Clapton wrote it, but he did not. It wasn't. It's not Eric Clapton, but he was in the band. Derek and the Dominoes. Is that what you said? Oh, it's like, just do it like. You know what's fucked up? Everybody should be on a mic. I don't care. Ugh. He's on tour right now, I heard. He's on tour. We're all gonna take our clothes off. I love the electric keyboard. The ending song of Goodfellas. Facebook's gonna fucking sue me. What is it? But what's the name of the song? Come on. It's the goddamn chorus. She's not there. My God, just get to it. It's by the Zombies. My brother got it right. All right, here we go.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could
stand. Emerson, Lake, and Powell. Correct? This song is like 72 minutes long. It's like one song. It's called Carn Evolved. You know something? I'll get, because you got a bunch right? You got a bunch of right answers. You know something? You got them all right. Wait. There we go. Got them right. So that is Happy Organ. And this is one of my favorite songs. Everybody, one of my favorite games. Everybody loves this game. It's the Monday Night Football song, my brother said. We're going to play Sounds Like Sax to Me. And I love this game. I've always loved this game. Since day one, I've loved this game. Sounds Like Sax to Me is where I play you a sax solo. And you have to guess the saxophone, guess the song, and the artist. Super simple. Here we go. By Squirrel Nut Zippers. It is Squirrel Nut Zippers in the Afterlife. It's L. I think I did this one. There we go. I think I did that one. Oh. It's always good when you can do a show and you can hear the drinks being made. Now, I've been doing this game for a long time, and I still have some new ones. How about this one from the 90s?
Oh, Grant, whoa.
20 seconds? That's a lot of song to give up. That's a lot of time to give up on a song. It's not Whitney. I think it was kind of a one-hit wonder.
I love
your smile. Correct. By? By, you know something? I may give it to Karen anyway. I may give it to Karen.
You know this game sucks, man.
Karen got it. It's called I Love Your Smile by Shanice. It's a very 80s song. I mean a 90s song. Yeah, I was driving around in my 85 Oldsmobile Tornado. Charlie, you remember this car? That car was kick ass. I got a lot of TNA in that car. Well, my wife's here. I never had sex in that car ever. I'll tell you what, how about this one? This is fairly new. I'll play it again. I love this. What my brother said, that was Branford Marsalis and sax. It was. My brother got it right. The previous song. That's a tough one. Any idea? That was Red Foo, and it was New Thang. There's like everybody is in their 50s here. It's not working out. My brother just said that song is called Snakes on a Plane. He will always try to get a Snakes in a Plane reference on my fucking show. And you have to do the 200th show with Snakes on a Plane. All right, how about this one? This one's easy. Anybody? I should look at Facebook. Hold on. I don't know if you guys know this. We have like 15 people watching on Facebook. Why? I don't know. But how cool is this backdrop, by the way? It's Whitney Houston, and what's the name of the song? Anyway, that was just for Facebook. That was just for Facebook. I got it. She will. All right, so Karen got that one.
You know this game sucks, man.
And for the rest of you.
Okay, moving on.
There we go. And we'll play one more. How about this one? No, it's not the theme from Saturday Night Live. It's correct. It's Whatever Gets You Through the Night by... Oh. What did you say? Ringo Starr? Close. Close. He was one of the Beatles. Fuck. George Harrison hadn't done shit. There's only two other Beatles. What is it? No, it wasn't. Pete Best is like working at Walmart right now. He's like, oh, welcome to Walmart. I used to be a Beatle. He's I don't know if he's doing that bad. Actually, people of Walmart, I've seen them on the website. No, there's only two other Beatles. Fuck. Oh my God, it's Lennon. It's Paul. It's John Lennon. Whatever gets you through the night. Hear his voice? It's all right. You can almost hear Don Pato.
Saturday Night Live, starring Bill Murray, Chevy Chase, Gilda Radner.
He sounds just like him. I can't be Don Pardo. My brother said, and tonight's musical guest, Blondie. Let's see, what did my brother just say? I love reading my brother's comments. He says the weirdest shit sometimes. I don't know where he gets. He said, wings. Fucking wings. With Jeffrey from the Cosby Show, he writes. My brother writes the strangest shit. Here's the last game we're going to play, and then I'm going to take our break because it's been fun playing with you guys. I'm going to play, and this is a game I started my very first show. My very first show I did it, and I'm going to play the video game game. So I'm going to play you an audio from a specific video game, and you have to guess the video game. These are mostly games from the 80s and 90s, but they are some more modern games. Of course, I'll start with the easy ones. How about this one? It's Miss Pac-Man. So close. So, no, it is. It's Pac-Man. And of course, how about this one? No. It's Super Mario Brothers. Correct. They're two different games. Galaxian, you got to move around. Galaga, you moved left and right. Which is it? It is Galaga. One of my favorite games in history. One of the most successful game franchises ever. Oh, come on. Karen, you bought me the Xbox. Jesus Christ. So, CJ just said Tetris. Not even close, CJ. It's... Come on. I get people texting me. What is it? Next, we'll do TV theme songs from the 60s and 70s. You know something, Mike? I can play that game. It's... What is it? It is correct. It is Halo. But you know something? Since Mike just texted me, he just personally texted me, I'm going to play a game, which I love. I should have played this. What is it? Powerpuff Girls. Hold on. Where is it? What was the name of the game? Karen, you don't remember the name of the game I played the TV show. I remember that show. Oh, my God. I haven't played this in forever. How about this? TV shows. TV shows from all... We love TV. We love TV shows. Where's the intro? Intro. This is Don Pardo, by the way. So I remember that show. I'm going to play you a theme from a show. You have to guess it. Let's play. It'd be like lightning round. Super, super fun.
Thank you for being a friend.
Nope.
Travel down.
What is it?
Back again.
Golden Girls, correct. Good times. Fucking love this show. Chips! is correct.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Pharaoh. I've
never been. Was it Fall Guy? Correct. So come on. Hawaii 5-0. You gotta wait till it gets to the chorus, because you can't stop it. My brother's a little slow. See, the internet is a little slow on Mixer, the broadcasting site. How about this? One of my favorite shows. What is it? It is. What is it? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Making it.
With Anna, with, what was it? It was Diana Pascal from Saturday Night Fever. What is it? Saved by the Bell. Zach Morris. Oh, Screech is doing comedy. Fuck my life. Oh. What? Karen's like, don't swear on Facebook. I don't care. My brother said Saved by the Bell. You'll never get this one. What is it? Dynasty! Holy shit! My God! I didn't think that was... That's my life. You know the song? One of my favorite shows ever. Quantum Leap! One of my favorite shows ever. And you know what's fucked up? It almost sounds... It almost sounds like a theme from Full House. Doesn't it? All the songs from the 80s sound the same and the 90s sound familiar. Oh, Becky Dennis just joined us. And my cousin, Mike. Tim joined. Bob Glancy. Hey, Jane. All right. Karen, you can't look. You can't look. You'll see the song. Go. No, you can't go. Once upon a time, there were three girls who went to the police academy. What is it? No! Charlie's Angels is correct. If you have a problem, and you need someone to deal with this, it was the A-Team. The songs from the 80s were just like, productions. This is a tricky one. I'm not telling you this one. Fuck, he jumped because you're in the helicopter. Airwolf is correct.
Hey, you guys! Moving out in a new way.
Rita Moreno. It's an electric company. Of course it is.
We're
going to turn it on. I just got an email that says, if this will give you the erection of your life, thank God. Fuck, I hate live shows. Easy. No. No. I bet you've been together for a million years. Family Ties.
And I bet we'll be together for a million more.
Oh, it's like I started breathing.
All the world is waiting for you.
Come on.
And the power you possess.
Wonder what Linda Carter.
In your satin tights.
How about, I mean, Gal Gadot.
Your rights.
What the?
Anyway. Blue.
Nope. Shut up, dummy. What is it? Sanford and Son. Elizabeth. That was the show. It was great. We'll do one more. Bosom Buddies. Tom Hanks, Breakouts, Peter Scolari. What is he doing now? Oh, Welcome to Walmart. I don't need you to worry. Don't you change someone by night. Come on. If I said Bruce Willis, it is moonlighting. Nobody will get this one except me. This was one of my favorite shows in the 90s. They made a TV series based on essentially the Ferris Bueller movies. It was called Parker Lewis Can't Mr. Lose. Lewis?
Mr. Randall?
Mr. Lewis?
Hello?
Mr. Randall? Hello? No. There were three seasons of Parker Lewis Can't Lose. Yeah, the third season went to a foreign DVD, and I actually downloaded it. So it's on the dark web.
He's a demon on wheels.
My favorite show.
He's a demon and he's gonna be chasing after someone.
Speed Racer is correct. What is it? No, close. It was a duo. Starsky and Hutch. My brother said Starsky and Hutch. My brother's killing it. He knew all these. My brother said Starsky and Hutch. It's correct. Let's see. I know, that was me. I put the water down and that was terrible. I looked at my wife only for this. Oh, I don't have a vagina, so I don't like this show. As Family Guy says, it's about four. What is it, about four women and their daughters? Or something like that. Correct. Cool song. Knight Rider.
Streaks on the china, never met her before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glares, but sometimes things get turned around and no one spares.
Mr. Belvedere!
All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo.
It's such a fun song.
All the help.
Like, nobody has fun songs anymore.
According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival.
Even my brother said Mr. Belvedere.
We just might live the good life yet.
This song's almost a minute long. Can you imagine today's ADD generation going, oh my God, this intro is almost a minute. Most of these intros are a minute. How about this one? Oh. What is it? Fantasy Island.
That's Ricardo Montalbán.
And that one. Look. They played.
He had one fucking job. One job. To point at the plane and call it out. Was Mr. O'Rourke a wizard?
That was like a Twilight Zone on an island. Oh.
The plane! The plane!
We made it all the way to the plane.
Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine exposition meant the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids.
Ready? Sing it!
Tiny raft, and plunged them down 1,000 feet below.
And where'd they go?
To the land.
And I believe this is the last time a banjo was ever used, ever. Oh, Sid and Marty Croft. Oh, wait. Got it over you. All right. Last one. Two, three, four.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing.
Nobody ever looked alike. Did nobody question that shit?
A whole lot of loving is what
it is, the Partridge Family.
We'll make you happy.
And they replaced two of the characters. The little boy and the girl, and nobody said shit.
We're
together.
Come on.
I don't know. It was the 70s. Everybody was happy. Yes. What's it from the Ant-Man soundtrack? My brother. So you guys all got it right, so I'm going to play you a bunch of correct sound bites.
Dynamite!
How you doing?
You all got it right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take our first and only break, and I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be over the weekend. You are listening to Radio Irregardless. We'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
I've got a surprise for you.
I guess I'm probably not the surprise you expected.
They're back.
So what do you want to do?
And police still targeting them.
Get on the ground! Face down! Now!
Tonight, Dateline's hidden cameras are in an undercover house complete with a hot tub.
So did you bring your swim trunks?
And Craigslist, we talk about oral sex.
There's the internet addict who comes clean.
I'm too old for this shit.
And the Marine sniper who comes armed.
Oh, it's all Sally. She's Bill Sweet. She got everything. The vodka John needs.
What's in store for all of these men? Chris Hansen with a new To Catch a Predator.
You're one ugly motherfucker.
This is Frank Santarelli. And I'm on Mark Scalia's radio show, or his podcast. I don't know if it's a radio, or what is. I don't even know what a podcast is. I'm not really sure. All I know is no one's listening. Do the words crickets mean anything to you? Yes, crickets. That's what's going on with this. We're doing comedy to nothing. Thank you.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
you're back at Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia, and it's been a great 200th show. I hope to do another 200. I really do. It's been so much fun, and I can't thank Deacon Giles enough, Jesse Bremerman, Ian Hunter. Guys, it's been fantastic. And let me tell you where I'm going to be this coming weekend so you can come and see me tomorrow, which is Friday, because, again, tonight's our special night, special time. We'll be back on our Wednesday schedule eventually, or our next show. Tomorrow, I'll be doing a private corporate show for the Salem Spirits Trolley. And then tomorrow night, I'll be up at Curly's Comedy Club in Rochester, New Hampshire. Saturday night, I'm going to be coming back up to the Kowloon, which I absolutely love that room. It's been so fun up there. I absolutely love that room. And again, it's I can't thank you guys enough. It's been so fun to do the show for as long as I have. And again, if you want to be a sponsor, leave a question or comment. Call the hotline 978-219-9294. You can even email me at radioirregardless@gmail.com. We have a shot. Everybody, guys, nice. Thank you so much. It's been so fun. 200 show. Here's another 200. We'll be back eventually. We'll see ya.
Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast live via Mixlr.com. I'd like to thank my on-air guests as well as all the online listeners for their comments. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used, property of their respective copyright owners. All material and content, property of MS Enterprises, and copyrighted 2018, all rights reserved. Listen to previously aired episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes. Thank you for listening.
Hello.